This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Radio on a Saturday night playing local music across the Civic Media Radio Network. It's Mag Sync Radio. Good evening, everybody. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you. Good to see you. Those Teddy Witchers, once again, man, they're so good.
They're good.
KJ from the Mamas, the Madison Area Music Association. She's here saying hi.
Hi.
Have you had a Patsy from Teddy Wedgers down here at the top of state?
It's been a while, yeah. But you know, now I feel drawn to get another one very soon.
Highly recommend.
Well, it's Parthenon next week, Jimmy.
How you
Every
doing?
Every week we're trying a different restaurant.
Oh, the Euros. That brings back memories. What's up, KJ? How you doing?
I'm doing really good. Very, very busy getting everything ready for 20 years of Mama. We're actually celebrating 20 years of putting instruments into kids' hands with the Madison Area Music Association. And
yes.
So Sunday the 27th is when we have our annual Mama Awards. And we're very excited about it. We've been, you know, locked up for the last couple of years. We've had to do it online.
This is the first in-person Mamas in like 4 years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. So since everything's kind of different and kind of topsy-turvy and on its head, we decided to go take a different route. Mm-hmm. So instead of the Overture Center, where we had been the last few years before lockdown hit, we're going to be at the Crucible this year.
Mm. Great venue on the east side of Madison.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of parking there too. And it's really big inside. You have to be excited
it's
about the new venue.
Very spacious, yeah. spacious. Yeah, there's a big area in, you know, the big main room, if you haven't seen it yet. And then there's this really nice bar area off to the side with screens so you can see what's happening on the stage.
That's actually the best part about the Crucible is that, you know, you can rock out in the room, but if you want to just take a break, maybe go grab a beer and have a conversation with somebody, you could go to the bar and watch it on the screen. It's really cool.
Exactly. A couple other things we're doing different this year. Usually, we'll have a band play one or two songs and then we'll get into the awards. This year, we really wanted to make it about the music. So each band is going to play for a full 30-minute set. So it's going to be very music heavy, which is going to be fun.
So who's playing? What's the entertainment for the night?
Well, we're going to start with DJ Femme Noir, who's actually going to start spinning at 6:30 when the doors open. And then when the show starts at 7, we're going to kick it off with the Rascal Theory. And let's see, they're a winner of something, a winner of a bunch of stuff.
They're
actually 2023 finalist for Pop, R&B, Rap, and Electronic Performer of the Year. And then we've got Cat in the Hurricane, which you just played earlier, and I'm hoping you're going to play some more of. And they are also nominees for that same category, as well as Video of the Year, Performer of the Year, and Artist of the Year.
Wow.
And then we're going to wrap it up with the Mascot Theory. And I have a list of all the things they're up for, and it's just too long to read.
Yeah.
not even going to bother.
That's the thing about the Madison music scene. It's blessed with a ton of talented artists from all genres of art, too. I mean, everywhere. We're just so lucky to be here. Talk about the 20 years of Mama. I've been familiar with the Mamas for about half of that. Maybe Rocker a little bit more than I. But it's such a great organization, and it helps put musical instruments in the hands of kids. Explain that.
Well, it's, there's a lot of great charities and organizations out there. But, you know, if there's a kid who wants to play an instrument and just for whatever reason cannot, we can't let that stand. Right. We can't. So they over the course of the last 20 years, between the program to get instruments into kids' hands, Mama Cares, which is a branch of Mama to help out musicians who are in need. And then the scholarship fund in honor of Clyde Stubblefield. When you wrap all those things together, we've given away about $250,000 worth of cash and instruments.
Amazing. Plus Mama Cares is thrown in there, too, which is a great sub charity of the Mamas.
Exactly.
If people want to get more information, maybe get involved with the Mamas. How do we do that?
Well, probably the easiest thing to do is go to our website, themamas.org. There's a big button right front and center for you to donate should you want to. And, you know, really one of the best ways to get involved is just come to the show on the 27th. It's a $15 cover, but remember that does go to a good cause. And for your $15, you can get all the information that you want and you can see some great music.
It's more like a club show this year than it is, you know, like a theater show, right?
Yeah. And
that's pretty cool. Now, the first vocalist of the year, who won?
Oh, God.
I know you're not going to know.
I didn't even live here.
Sean Anthony Brown, who's actually playing in Seven Seasons Deep tomorrow at the High Noon Saloon.
That's an interesting piece of trivia right there. I didn't know that.
Yes. He was the first vocalist of the year. I believe at that time, he was in the band, I want to say he was in Driver at that time.
You know, Sean's listening to the show, I'm sure. I'm sure he's jumping up down right now, looking for his mama. He's going to caress his mama.
Well, we'll see him tomorrow.
What is it like watching the artist walk up a stage to accept the reward, their awards when they win? I mean, that has to be really fun to watch. I know it's fun to watch it as from the audience, you know?
The room gets so filled with emotion, and that's one of the things we've missed so much being online for these last 3 years is there's no chance to resonate with other people because you're not in the same room with them. Mm-hmm. And to be able to watch somebody like the surprise on their face and then when they walk up to get it and the gratitude and the love in the room, I mean, I'm going to shed a tear. It's just, Rocker, okay, come on. You've been here longer than I have. You have way better stories than I could ever have. You know more trivia than I ever have. So you could actually probably even answer this question better than I can. What's it like to see it?
Well, I've given away awards a bunch of times, and so I've seen a lot of these people backstage as well, and they're just having the time of their lives. They're treated like rock stars, and you know, it's just, you get that feel, that experience. I've seen a lot of young bands who are back there, and you know, there's always a place to take a picture against a backdrop, and so everybody's, you know, taking their picture, they're walking the red carpet, they're getting interviewed. I think that for, you know, non-professional musicians, you know, I mean, because they're pros, right? But all the people who aren't pros that are practicing music, this is great experience for them. You know what I mean?
It's yeah. It's the answer the Madison has for the Grammys.
Yes.
That's what it is. And it's just a lot of fun. And it's fun to support the bands that are going up. You can do that too. Sunday, August 27th at the Crucible. Run down the lineup one more time and how people can get more information.
Okay, we're starting with DJ Femme Noir, who starts at 6:30 when the doors open. The show actually starts at 7, and then we have the Rascal Theory, Cat in the Hurricane, and the Mascot Theory. So we're very theory heavy this year.
Yeah.
And they all start at 10 after. So Rascal Theory at 7:10, Cat in the Hurricane at 8:10. I'm getting my theories messed up. Mascot Theory at 9:10. And then the breaks between all those bands is when we're going to be giving the awards away.
Nice. Get there early, have a couple cocktails, make mm-hmm. some friends, and make some money donations to the Mamas. You can also do that online at themamas.org, themamas.org.
Thank you.
Can't say thank you enough. Thank you so much for doing what you do with the Mamas and helping get instruments for the hands in the hands of kids.
Well, it is my pleasure. And we can't do it without people like you. So a big shout out and big hugs to both of you guys. And of course, Terry and Max Inc. Radio. Thanks for being a partner to Mama. We love you.
See you Sunday, August 27th at the Crucible for the Mamas. Hit themamas.org. Thank you very much. Let's do the Mascot Theory right now. The best is yet to come on Max Inc. Radio.